Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on CSN, just a couple weeks away now from our annual summer dress party. It's coming up Saturday, August 26th. Starts at 4 this year at Whitlow's on Wilson. Plenty of time to get home and watch the fight. Whitlow's offers something for everyone from the rooftop tiki bar, half-price burgers, Sunday brunch. You can get more details at thefandc.com/summer. So spread the word. It is Saturday, August 26th. We'll be on the rooftop at Whitlow's on Wilson. So this picture came out over the weekend. So Cakes had his picture with the fish. I think it was actually Juliet with the fish.
Yes, it was. My
going
daughter.
On your fishing expedition. Big
correct.
Fish holding the fish. And there was a picture that came out over the weekend of Vladimir Putin who went
Pootie
fishing, yeah. And he's shirtless again.
He loves being
How
shirtless.
How many presidents, what any country have we seen shirtless? Is this a thing?
That's well, a Putin
with
thing.
Him, it is.
It is a Putin thing. Yeah. Is he, like, is he, does he think he's silly? I mean, I guess he's okay.
How old is he? He's a good shape for his
age. I'm going to guess he's in his.
Mid-50s?
No, I'd say he's in his 60s, close to 70.
Well, I'm going to say he's on T or
I mean, the guy was in KGB, in the KGB back in the day.
He's not in horrible shape for being as old as he is. If he's over 60, he looks great.
Oh,
he's
going to say over 60, right?
64.
Yeah, see, that's what I said, mid-60s.
He looks great for 64.
All right, but he's just, I mean.
I look good for
he looks great. That's why he's doing it. He thinks he looks cool. He thinks girls are attracted to him.
I mean, he's a psychopath, but yeah. it's he looks pretty good. You got to give him that.
They're attracted to bank account. Very wealthy man.
Attracted to power.
Is that a good fish? In the fishing game, would you be happy with that fish?
It's okay. It's not great.
It's not that
great.
Big.
I mean, it's mediocre.
That's about what we catch on the pier.
By the way, that's the lake life, EB. If you want to live the lake life.
No, the lake life, I think,
know,
is all about
water
the water skiing.
I'm going to say this is a, it's either a largemouth or smallmouth bass from the looks of it.
And it's decent size.
I think you're looking at a different one than JP. JP's looking at a different
okay, so
one.
Maybe he's looking at an old Pootie Poot.
Yeah. I think it's August 5th, 2017.
Yeah, but you got a different picture.
He's caught a couple fish.
There are multiple picks.
Yeah.
Do you think he has other people who actually do it? And since he's the president, has like a fake narrative, then they hand him the pole.
But I wouldn't want to be the guy that is in charge of like baiting his hook and everything because you want to make sure he catches something pretty quick, too.
You want to make sure you want to find a good spot, too.
Imagine if you had to do that for like Kim Jong-un.
Oh, yeah. You better reel in something silly. So, you're going to be in a labor camp.
You'll be dead.
Before you know it.
Have you ever seen Pootie Poot's daughter?
No, she's not. Show.
Oh, smoke show.
Really?
Yeah.
Is his wife? I've never seen his wife. Is he still married?
I don't know he's married.
I think he's single.
Oh,
he's a swinging single now.
Oh, is he?
I think.
He's got an ex. Is she dead?
Sounds like it.
Did he like push her off a balcony or something?
I wouldn't be surprised.
So Pootie Poot's out on a lake with a fish, and on Saturday night, my wife says, can we find something on demand once the kids were down, baby's down? And I actually stumbled onto a TV show, which I'd seen the commercial for. It's on USA, so I know Jason's going to go, oh, that's network TV, wouldn't watch it. But it's Jessica Biel, and it's based on something that happens in a small town on a lake. So I'm watching this show for 10 minutes, and Jessica Biel hanging out on the beach, I guess, with her husband and a baby. And the next thing you know, she stabs somebody to death. So the show
MVP.
Is kind of... I mean, it happens, but it's kind of true detective-y in that you have to figure out why did she do it. But what I also was looking
at is...
This
is on USA?
It's called The Sinner.
Oh, I've seen the previews for it.
And the previews look good, and I think it's one of those, you know, kind of like The Night Manager. Like, there's just 8 episodes, so you just, you know, it's a very small drama. It's not something that's going to be 5 seasons. Jessica Biel, who's mostly a movie star, on TV, and she... bludgeons this guy to death, and then you're trying to figure out why. But
what,
the whole time...
Do they move backwards in time?
Well, it was the first episode, so the first episode is kind of the setup, the actual murder and then the beginning of the two detectives starting to ask her questions.
Bill Pullman's in it.
Yeah, it's a good cast. Yep. But this is what I was trying to figure out. And part of it may be the role. Jessica Biel looks so horrible that I was thinking, is she actually pretty? Do people think she's hot?
Well, she got a hot body. I know that.
Like, now, part of this role was to make her look like she looks psychotic.
Right, it's much like Charlize Theron in Monster.
Like, no, but this isn't makeup. This is like a no-makeup look. Her face maybe is a little... what do you think of Jessica Biel? I don't think she's horrible.
JP, all of the Hollywood actresses look like that without makeup. How many times have I told you that?
Some are prettier than others.
Okay, but they don't look great without makeup. You ever open up People Magazine or Us Weekly?
Of course I've seen
those. They catch these girls with no makeup. They look like...
When they're running down to Rite Aid, like in
they look terrible.
Ventura Boulevard.
They find the most unflattering pictures.
What's
for
the name
those.
Of the show she's on?
The Sinner.
Yeah, she doesn't look that great in The Sinner. But she gets dressed up, wears something hot. She's
I think you going. Would like that show, though. I only saw one on demand.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be far behind. And I believe it's an 8-episode run.
Like, here's a picture of her on the show. She just looks eh.
Right.
Do you see that picture? Can you see it?
So they make her look older than she is.
I don't know.
Was she about 38, 37?
I don't know. Didn't she just have a baby? A baby?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably the way she looks. Walking around the house with Timberlake.
I'm so out on pop culture. So my wife asked me, did she and Justin Timberlake have a baby?
How would you know?
I said, don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean,
does.
How would you know? Because you really don't care.
It definitely did. So out of it. And when you see her romping around the wave, she looks silly, Cakes. I'm all in.
I haven't seen those pics
in a long
time. I'm all
in on Jessica Biel. Yeah, she's good. She's hot.
Cakes, I'll
tell you. She's got a really nice
body. The movie that's coming out soon, it might be coming out this weekend, I have to check it, is called Wind River.
Okay.
Have you seen the trailers on this?
I think I have.
With
remind me who's...
Jeremy Renner.
Yes, I have seen the previews.
That's going to be good.
It's something goes down on an Indian reservation.
There's a murder on the Indian reservation. I got to find out.
Ooh, yeah, looks pretty good.
It looks awesome.
Yeah.
I did see clips over the weekend of Kevin doing his Bear Grylls bit. Kevin, of course, called us on Friday to do his movie reviews, and he was about to head into the woods, I think in the Poconos.
Okay.
To do a Bear Grylls bit.
Correct.
And
he
does not look comfortable in the woods.
And he claimed it was
a city slicker. Of course he doesn't look comfortable in the woods.
He claimed that he was going to be okay with it, though. That he was not afraid of heights. And the only thing that he really was afraid of was spiders, which I thought was particularly wimpy. But I know he tweeted something about he ate some raw fish and it didn't go. So I assume he puked.
He ate a raw fish eyeball. And then there's a video of him eating a rhino beetle. Right. You think that... He said it actually tasted pretty good.
Did they have him do anything harrowing and death-defying, like clinging from some rope over a waterfall?
These are the only two videos that I'm seeing so far.
I mean, 24 hours. I wouldn't spend 20 minutes with Bear Grylls.
I see his face covered in, it appears to be mud, and just the caption says, smoke grenade.
Right.
He couldn't have been more out of his element.
Jason, remember I told you earlier about the Kayla Harper and Jess Bryant bit, where I guess over the weekend they were Instagramming more. They're adding more fuel to the fire about Bryce going to the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
So I found the story. It's from Busted Coverage. And I guess it's their Snapchat. Do you follow any of these chicks? Maybe you ought to do that, Drabby. You're on Snapchat. They say fans want it, and we are more than good with this idea. And they're doing Bryce to the Cubs, Harper to the Cubs hashtag shtick. Now,
he obviously doesn't have a problem with his wife doing it.
I guess not. I mean,
all it does is add potential leverage.
He did it himself a few weeks ago. And you got the two hanging out.
He didn't say Harper to the Cubs. I think he said back to back.
Yeah.
It's just a total F you to
the
Nats.
So it could be Bryant to the Nats.
I mean,
you want to go the optimistic way.
It doesn't really anger me, but it just cements even more so the notion.
Bryant's not a free agent.
He's so out of here.
The same year that Bryce is. He's still under Cubs control.
I understand that. I'm just saying if you want to be optimistic that it has nothing to do with his desire to play in Chicago.
Yeah,
I mean, it's definitely annoying that his wife is tweeting or whatever she's doing, whatever you want to call that, Snapchatting Harper to the Cubs. We are more than good with this idea a year and a half away.
Of course.
Yeah. That's one where if you're Bryce, I would think you would go to her and say, look,
you can't do that.
Can we calm down on this? Can we not start hashtagging up the fact that you want me to go to the Cubs?
Unless you don't
care.
If
that's what you want.
Unless Price just doesn't give a rat's ass.
I think I'm going to guess he doesn't care. Of course, this was first reported by Peter.
I mean, he wears, what is he wearing, Cowboys stuff? Is that what he was wearing, Cowboys hats?
Yeah, he's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, he don't care. Think he cares about Washington? Not at all.
Peter Gammons is the one that first was credited with saying that's ultimately where he wants to go. He wants to play with Chris Bryant, wants to play with the Cubs. And Cubs have the wherewithal. They have the financial wherewithal. They can sign him to a $300 or $400 million deal.
I'm not aware of this. Is Peter Gammons on TV anymore?
Yes, MLB Network.
Yeah. He reported it, remember, back in June. And then he even did something. He tweeted something about back-to-back or something with he and Chris hanging out. So here you got the wives hanging out. They're clearly at the game. They're smiling. Hashtag Harper to the Cubs. I don't know, man. It's kind of tilting. I mean, I know he's leaving.
You just have to be resigned to the fact that he's going to go.
He is leaving. I know it.
So,
but I still think the Nats can sign him. Everybody's got him signed, sealed, and delivered and out of here. Nobody expected them to land Max Scherzer. Nobody expected them to get Strasburg under contract before he even hit the market. I wouldn't count the Nats out quite yet.
They're not completely out. But
it's just going to be very difficult. Especially if he's got his mind set on
playing with
Chris Bryant.
I mean, they're the richest owners in baseball. If they want him here, if they want to make it happen, they'll make it happen.
No, they got to sign him. They got to sign Murphy.
They're not.
Then they'll have Rendon coming up and Trey Turner. A lot of contracts. Well,
that's the business they're in.
Well, the first one, Harper's leaving. He's not going to take $200 million deferred. He's not going to take some Bobby Bonilla deal on steroids.
He's not going to take the Max
Scherzer
deal.
Bobby Bonilla loves every July 1st.
Yeah.
He gets that. Silly credit in his account.
Bryce doesn't want that deal.
He doesn't want it. He wants all that money up front.
Correct.
Give me that money.
He's not gonna. He doesn't want to get paid when he's retired.
Is this annoying? It's a little bit annoying.
It's a little disrespectful for sure.
It's very disrespectful. Now I can't tell. Is this now? If this is Chris Bryant's wife and her account, and she's the one hashtagging Harper, then you can't really blame Bryce. You know what I mean? If it's Bryant's wife doing it.
But if it's Varner, isn't that his wife's name?
Yeah.
Something Varner.
Kayla Varner.
Used to be. Now it's Kayla Harper.
I get it.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think's going on? They're meeting up in Chicago.
They're hanging out. They're
hanging
all excited.
And they're talking about what's going to happen in 2 years.
Of course.
Yeah, that's his boy.
It's kind of tilting.
I think Chris Bryant married his high school sweetheart. She's not that silly.
Oh, yeah. Bryce's girl trounces.
Yes.
Kayla
100%.
But still, hey, it is.
Look,
what it
just be.
I know it's going to happen.
Prepared for it.
Maybe I'll be a Cubs
fan
again.
The Nats fan, if the Nats decide, you know, they're going to pony up the money that it's going to take, then you'll be surprised. You'll be pleasantly surprised, but just be prepared.
Yeah, he's
gone.
He's gone.
All right. Remember, later in the show, comedian Jim Brewer is going to join us. He'll join us at 9:20. Plus, Chris Russell with the latest from Redskins camp at 8:20. But I always have to let you know about our good friends at McDonald's, where you can wake up and grab a delicious bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit made with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon, fluffy folded eggs, slice of American cheese, and a warm buttermilk biscuit for just $2. Don't forget your $1 any size freshly brewed McCafe coffee. It's only at participating McDonald's. I'm loving it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.